You are listening to RudolfSteinerAudio.com. If you are listening to the podcast of this, it is located at RudolfSteiner.podbean.com. Please consider becoming a patron. As well, there are two publishing houses, SteinerBooks.org in America and RudolfSteinerPress.com in England, who are the sole publishers of Steiner into English and have given me permission to do these recordings. Please consider patronizing them as well. This is a reading of Collected Works, Volume 27, by Dr. Rudolf Steiner and Dr. Ita Wegman, entitled Extending Practical Medicine, formerly known as Fundamentals of Therapy, translated by Anna Moyse. This is Chapter 7, entitled The Nature of Medicinal Actions. The total human organization is not a self-contained system of interactive processes. If it were, it could not be the vehicle for the element of soul and spirit. This can only have the human organism as its base, because the organism is continually decomposing, or going in the direction of lifeless mineral activity in its nerve and bone substance, and in the processes of which those substances are a part. Protein substance decomposes in nerve tissue. It is not recreated, however, by entering into the sphere of the forces that radiate in toward the earth, as in the ovum or other structures, but simply decomposes. As a result, ether activities radiating in from objects and events in the outer environment through the senses, and ether activities created when the organs of movement are used, are able to utilize the nerves as organs along which they are conducted through the whole body. These are two kinds of processes in nerves: the decomposition of proteins and the flow of ether substance through the decomposing substance. A flow fanned to life by acids, salts, phosphorus, and sulfurous principles. The balance between the two processes is mediated by fats and water. By nature, these processes are pathological processes, continually present throughout the organism. They have to be balanced out by equally continuous healing processes. Balance is achieved because the blood contains not only processes of growth and metabolism, but also a continual healing activity that counterbalances the pathological processes in the nerves. In the plasma substance and fibrous material of the blood lie the forces that serve growth and metabolism in the narrower sense. In the iron content, which is found when we examine red blood cells, lie the origins of the blood's healing activity. Because of this, iron is also found in gastric juice and as iron oxide in chyle. There, sources are created everywhere for processes that have a balancing effect on the processes in the nerves. If we examine the blood, iron is found to be the only metal which has the tendency to be crystallizable within the human organism. The forces it thus brings to bear are external, physical, and mineral forces of nature. Within the human organism, these represent a system of forces oriented in terms of outer physical nature. This, however, is continually overcome by the I organization. We are dealing with two systems of forces. One has its origin in the processes that occur in nerves, the other in blood production. The processes in the nerves give rise to pathological processes which go so far that they can be continually healed by the blood processes that act in the opposite direction. The processes in the nerves are such as are brought about by the astral body in nerve substance and hence in the whole organism. The blood processes are such that in them the I organization inside the human organism confronts physical outside nature, which continues on into the organism but is forced into the configuration imposed by the I organization. This interrelationship provides direct insight into the processes of disease and healing. If processes, the normal level of which is determined by what is excited by the nerve type process, are enhanced, it is a case of disease. If we are able to oppose these processes with others that represent an enhancement of external natural activities in the organism, healing can be achieved if these external natural activities are under the control of the I organism and serve to balance out the processes that have the opposite orientation. Milk contains only small amounts of iron. It is the substance which, as such, is the least likely to cause pathological changes. The blood must constantly submit to everything potentially pathological. It therefore needs iron that has been organized, that is, made part of the I organization. Hem as a continual medicine. Reader's aside, the word hem, H-A-E-M. End of reader's aside. When a medicine is to influence a pathological condition developing in the inner organization, even if this is due to external causes, though it develops in the inner organism, it is first of all important to see in how far the astral organization is acting to the effect that protein decomposition occurs somewhere in the organism, in such a way that it is initiated in the normal way by the nerve organization. Let us assume we are dealing with stasis in the lower abdomen. The pain which develops may be noted to be excessive activity of the astral body. We are thus dealing with the characterized situation in the intestinal organism. The next important question is, how can the increased astral activity be balanced out? This may be done by introducing substances into the blood that may be taken hold of by the part of the I organization that is active in the intestinal organization. These are potassium and sodium. If these are introduced into the organism in the form of a preparation, or in a plant organization such as Anagelus arvensis, the astral body is relieved of its excessive nerve activity, with the excess astral activity transferred to the activity of the above-mentioned substances, which have been taken hold of from the eye, an activity that arises out of the blood. If we use the mineral substance, care will have to be taken to add other substances, or even better, combine the potassium or sodium with sulfur in the preparation, so that these metals are introduced into the bloodstream in a way that stops protein metamorphosis before decomposition sets in. Sulfur has the property of serving to stop protein decomposition. It may be said to hold the organizing forces together in the protein substance. If it enters into the bloodstream in potassium or sodium compounds, its action will be directed to areas where potassium or sodium are specially attracted to specific organs. This is the case with the intestinal organs. The end of chapter 7.